Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Friday morning. That means all the Friday features are about to begin. That's what's coming up. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. But now it's time for
You Big Dummy.
You know what this is. This is where we gather together a bunch of stupid news stories about stupid people doing dumb things. We read them and we vote on them. These are all real dumb news stories. We vote on them. And again, after we do the wrap up here, you call in at 312-981-7200. First person through gets to be our third vote on who's the biggest dummy of the week.
Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy one.
Police in Pennsylvania are trying to figure out who left a significant amount of cash inside a children's book donated to a library. Workers at the Mannheim Township Public Library discovered the money hidden inside a copy of the children's book Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The book was donated on... Okay, sorry. I had to do something technical there for a second. The book was donated on September 18th, but the money wasn't discovered until later. Any person who makes a claim to the money will have to provide specific details, as there are unique identifiers that only the true owner would know, police said.
But the only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. Only child is a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy two.
A District of Columbia clerk and a supervisor refused to accept a New Mexico man's driver's license because they believed New Mexico was a foreign country. What? Gavin Clarkson told the Los Santa Cruz Sun News that it happened on November 20th at the District Columbia Court's Marriage Bureau. After showing his New Mexico ID, Clarkson said the clerk told him he needed an international passport to get the marriage license. Clarkson said he protested to the supervisor, who also told him that he needed a foreign passport. The clerk finally concluded New Mexico was a state after Clarkson objected three times. The clerk granted a license to Clarkson and his fiancée. I can see the confusion, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three.
Two people are behind bars after allegedly running an illegal dental practice out of a bus. According to Miami... there's a real shock right there. According to Miami-Dade police officials, the two were arrested earlier this month for practicing healthcare without a license. While one was also charged with possession of drugs with intent to sell. During an undercover investigation, officials scheduled an appointment for a dental procedure. They arrived at the bus, which was parked in a parking lot. One of the suspects diagnosed, evaluated, and offered to treat the officer. That's when the police moved in and arrested the two. While police were searching the bus, they found a bag containing various prescription drugs and other dental products. Investigators are asking people who may have been treated to come forward. That's the craziest story I've ever heard. That might be the craziest story I've ever heard.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four.
A 17-year-old playing around in an abandoned bank ended up needing to be rescued from inside a vault. Police said two teenagers entered the former Bank of America branch Wednesday, and one of them, a 17-year-old boy, ended up locked inside the vault at around 1:30 p.m. Police responded with the Hollywood Fire Department, a Broward Sheriff Fire Rescue Technical Rescue Team, and at least two private vault technicians to attempt to free the boy. However, an attempt to drill into the wall of the bank failed. We said the boy was released from the vault after more than 3 hours when a Bank of America employee from the branch's new location was able to come to the scene and give authorities the combination to open the door. The teenagers were released into the custody of their parents.
Dummy! Dummy!
Dummy number five. Dummy number five.
A first-time political candidate in Northeast Arkansas has learned a valuable civics lesson. Vote early. Cliff Farmer didn't make it to the polls in time to vote, and his race for Hoxie City Council ended up in a tie. The Jonesboro Sun reported that Farmer and his wife were returning from a Florida vacation on Tuesday when their plane landed only an hour before the polls closed. The plane landed in Memphis, Tennessee, which is 80 miles from Hoxie. His wife voted early, but Farmer said he intended to vote after they returned. That resulted in Farmer and incumbent alderwoman Becky Lineberg receiving 223 votes. She and Lineberg said that she voted. A winner will be declared next week by a coin toss at another game of chance.
Get lost, dummy. Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
All right. We'll vote after the news. This is a pretty solid week. Pretty solid. All right. Let's take a break. The news is up next. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 18 stories above downtown Chicago. It's Friday. That means all the regular Friday features are happening, including Fly Jams Friday. And you can call in for your requests at 312-981-7200. We're also got You Big Dummy Straight Out of Context coming up. But we're doing You Big Dummy. We've got Nick D Show Spies and Straight Out of Context coming up. So let's, we got to vote. We heard all the dummy stories, so we have to vote. You Big Dummy. Okay, let's do the recap. And again, right after the recap, you will be our third vote. First person through at 312-981-7200 gets to vote for what they think is the dummiest story, and you'll be our third vote. All right, here we go. We got the dummy who left a ton of cash in a donated book. We got the clerk and the supervisor who thought New Mexico was a foreign country. We got the people operating an illegal dentist's office out of a bus. We got the person who was locked inside a bank vault. And we got the candidate who was late to the polls and his race ended in a tie. Good week. Good, strong week of dummies. All right, Dan, where are you going to go with this one?
So, obviously, the person put that money in the book thinking it'd be safekeeping.
Yeah.
But then why put it anywhere near anything you would be donating?
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like
maybe somebody just said, this Diary of a Wimpy Kid, let's get it out of here.
Right.
There's something funny about the fact that it's Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yes, exactly. So there's that aspect of it. But still, you know, you'd then hide that book quite a bit.
Yeah. You would think.
And, you know, the fact that they were operating an illegal dentist's office out of a bus, you know, like the illegal dentist stuff, I can kind of understand, you know, but find a space, man. Find a dirty space like you see in the movies, not a bus.
Yeah.
And they don't describe what kind of bus. So, you know, was it a big yellow school bus? Was it a, you know, passenger bus?
Yeah.
Coach bus? I do love the fact that they tried to, like, break the kid out of the bank vault by like drilling a hole in, like it was a movie.
Yeah.
And then eventually just had to get somebody
from the Bank of America
to come over and just be like, beep, boop, beep, boop. All right, come on out.
Yeah.
But the fact he was running for city council, you'd hope would mean that he would be a smart person. And like, once you start like planning your flight, you start putting things together like, okay, we're going to be here and it's going to be here when we arrive. And that means I'm going to have to travel this amount of time. And it usually takes this. So the fact he didn't vote early, it didn't dawn on him to vote early, makes me think he probably would have been a good councilman anyway. So I'm going to go five.
You're going five. You're going the candidate who was late to the polls. Now that in the truest sense of the word, he is a dummy. You know what I mean? Like, he's truly a dummy. There's no question about it. So in that regard, I agree with you. I mean, that is the dumbest person out of the five. There's no question. But I got to go with the people operating the dentist office out of the butt. It's the craziest story I've ever heard. And who the hell would show up for dental work and go, yeah, I'll climb aboard this bus for my dental work? That's one of the craziest stories I've ever heard. I mean, it really is. So, That's we got one vote for the candidate who was late to the polls, and the other vote for the dentist office out of the bus. So we have our deciding vote, as always, one of our listeners, and Glenn got in here first. Glenn, who are you voting for?
I got to go with dummy number three.
Dummy number three, the dentist office outside the bus.
That's the one.
Okay. All right, Glenn, thanks, man. So that's our dummy of the week. That's really a crazy. Where did you find that story?
There's just part of the selection of AP stories that I was going through like I do every week.
Man, oh, man. I mean, that is ridiculous. And it's Florida, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Let's move on to...
And did the person who was doing the inspecting have a dental degree? That's another question.
That's a good question. Yeah. There are so many... There are so many layers to this story, Dan. I don't, you know, I mean, I really, I'm
Should
just.
Should we call Mike View and see if his work on the mob doctor could, is there a mob dentist?
That's funny. You know what's really funny is that I just got a text from Mike View. For some reason asking me if I know Jeff Hoover. And I said, yes, I do. I know Jeff Hoover from WGN-TV. I don't know why, no explanation, but that's what the text was. You know what? I'll text him back about the dental stuff.
Yep. I'm sure he learned so much on the set.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Mob doctor. All right. Okay.
Oh, real quick, 870. Oh, crap. Hoaxy is only 10 miles south of me. I was not expecting local to make you pick dumb.
Is that right? Wow. Very nice. Did you vote?
Yeah. 847 adds Barney Fife got locked in the bank vault and busted out through the beauty shop wall.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Good old Barney Fife. All right. Dummies. All right. Let's, you want to try? Are we ready for this thing?
Yep. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better
duck. Cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. You know, straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we'll play them back as we do every Friday and laugh like children. Okay. Dan, are we ready?
We are. We begin with Paul in Maryland. He heard this one of Patty Vasquez.
You throw out of town, chances are I've done a one-nighter there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right.
Kevin from Hillside emailed this one of John Williams.
And it's great because folks come to love and see your thing.
That's good. Okay.
Tom from Bartlett sent in this one of Lou Manfredini.
And then you lie on your back.
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to go a little further. Thought he was going to go a little further than that, but that's good enough. Okay.
Stream with Steve heard this one of Dave Plyer.
I don't see it up here properly.
Well, all right.
Stream with Steve also emailed this one of Dave Schwann.
It doesn't work if you don't turn it on.
Oh, boy. Come on, Schwanny. Schwanny, he and Dean are just, they're just a couple of filthy people.
I think that was actually on during Dave's show.
Oh, was that Dave's show? No. Okay, well, either way.
Still holds true.
Absolutely. Good old Schwanny. All right.
Celine, Kevin from Lakewood, and Tim sent in this one of Wendy Snyder.
It was glistening, and I just wanted to lick it.
Oh, come on. Come on, man. Wow. Oh, man. All right.
One more before we break. Kathy and Antioch heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
It's my job to help you feel better.
Oh, man. Good for you, Lou. All right, we got more Straight Out of Context coming up right here on WGN, and we'll follow that with Nick D's show Spies, and then DJ Shagru will come out, and you can get your requests in at 312-981-7200 when we do some Fly Jams for Fly Jams Friday. Okay, we're breaking for weather here. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. 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 Context.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're doing our regular Friday features. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. All right. Straight out of context. When we hear filthy stuff coming from everybody who works here, we're in the middle of it. Let's get back to it. Right, Dan? Wait a minute. There you go.
Thank you. Got two more here. Len emailed this one of you.
Who doesn't love wood? What was I talking about?
You were reacting to last week's Out of Context, in which Lou also proclaimed that he loved wood.
Oh. Oh, okay. All right. Everybody loves wood. Okay. All right.
And finally, Jesse sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
Who doesn't love wood? Oh.
Oh.
Well, I like that one so much, we got to hear it again.
Let's try this one.
And you know me, I'm all about personal growth.
That's funny. That's funny. All right. Thank you, everybody. And continue to listen 24/7 to this station. Keep your ears peeled. And anytime anybody says something that sounds vaguely dirty, you pull it out of context, it makes you giggle. Jot it all down again and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, let's try this.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
Ah, yes. That's right. Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You put on your trench coat and you become a spy and jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
We have two clips this week. Okay. Our spies were Peter Indicator and Tony. Patty Vasquez was talking to Domati Pongo about Christmas movies he had and had not seen. Scrooge came up, as did your movie club.
Ah.
All right, let's go through some of the holiday movies. Let's see, Domati, let's see if you've seen. Have you ever seen Tim Allen in The Santa Claus?
Never.
How about Bad Santa?
Nope.
Oh, I think you might like that one. Scrooged, which is going to be, if you have the night off, if you're available, Nick D is screening that next Tuesday night at the Rosemont.
Oh, nice. And
they're also doing a pre-show dinner at the Caddyshack restaurant, the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant up in Rosemont.
Thanks for the plug, Patty. That was nice of you. By the way, the turnout was great. I want to say one more time, how much fun Tuesday night was. It was really great. And I want to thank the everybody over at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant. The food was great. The service was great. The management is really, really great. And we had a really nice turnout. And the restaurant was very... They were very happy because all the tables were full. So I want to thank my listeners and my film club members for coming out. It was a really fun night, and everybody had a good time watching Scrooge. We had a nice meal at the Caddyshack restaurant. By the way, Domite, don't see Bad Santa. It sucks. But again, I'm in the minority on that one, right, Dan? I'm in the minority on Bad Santa.
Yeah, I think so.
I hate that movie. I hate that movie. I don't think it's funny. I think it's mean-spirited, and I don't like it at all. So anyway, by the way, real quickly, I want to take this opportunity to plug my next film club. The tickets are on sale already. We've got them up. They're ready to go. So you can reserve your seats for one of the greatest movies ever made, Slapshot. One of the greatest sports movies of all time. The best hockey movie ever made. Paul Newman, classic Hanson Brothers, Slapshot. Unbelievably funny. If you've never seen it, you got to see it. If you've never seen it on the big screen, it's digitally remastered, and it's going to look fantastic on the giant screen. We get the big love seats in the theater, and it's truly one of the funniest movies ever made, and one of my favorite Paul Newman performances ever. It's a true classic. So we're showing Slapshot on the big screen. You got to come out and see it, and it's on Tuesday, January 8th. Tuesday, January 8th. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movico. Parking is free. It's only $10 to get in to see one of the funniest movies ever made, one of the greatest sports movies of all time, one of the best Paul Newman performances. I love this movie so much. It's one of my all-time favorites, a total classic, and I'm so excited to see it on the big screen with a big crowd. So get out there and reserve your seats now. Slapshot, Tuesday, January 8th, starting at 8 o'clock. Meet at 7, have some cocktails, have some food, and then we'll all go into the premiere theater. I'll introduce the movie. It starts at 8 o'clock. We'll show Slapshot then afterwards. There's a lot to talk about because I know a lot about this movie. This is truly one of my favorite movies. So I know a lot of behind-the-scenes stories, and there's some actual real hockey players in it, and there's stories behind that. It's going to be a fun night. If you've never seen Slapshot, you got to come out and see it. And, yeah, so 312 – or no, don't call that number. Just go to AMCtheaters.com right now. Go to the seating chart, pick out the seats that you want. It's on sale right now. Get your reservations now. AMCtheaters.com, Tuesday, January 8th, Slapshot on the big screen. Okay, cool. So we have one more spy.
We do. Later in the show, Patty was also continuing to talk about movies that people had seen and not seen. She was talking about Westerns, got really into it, and realized that if she didn't stop, she'd be there all night.
There's a movie that doesn't get as much attention. I love the movie. And it was actually, I think, remade into a Mark Wahlberg movie, The Sons of Katie Elder with John Wayne.
Oh, wow.
I like that one a lot. Oh, okay. You know what? We have to stop.
Okay.
Because otherwise, we're going to be in a Nick D's show, and I'm going to be like, let me tell you about Cowboys.
Okay. Sons of Katie Elder is a really terrific movie. And it is. It's not, you know, of the John Wayne movies, that's one that doesn't come up as much. I mean, he's made so many great Westerns, and that's a really, really terrific movie. Was it remade with Mark Wahlberg?
I had not heard that.
I hadn't either. But, yeah. Well, anyway, it's a terrific movie. Patty's right about that. So,
Four Brothers is loosely based.
Okay.
The Sons of Katie.
I see that. Yeah, very loosely based. Oh, okay. All right. I didn't realize that. Did not realize that. So, all right. Well, there it is. There's Nick D Show Spies. Thanks, everybody. Keep your ears peeled again. And if I am mentioned, or the show is mentioned in any capacity 24 hours a day here, jot it down who said it and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll play them back again next week.